This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two. I'm coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, the home of the NCOG inside the waistband holster. Something that retains its shape. It is a hard shell, although it is comfortable. Retains the gun, retains its shape, can draw and undraw, reholster the weapon without taking it off. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Because it is Wednesday, that means we are, we're going to look at the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney, and we actually have a, this is going to be, first things first, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. We actually have a rather unique opportunity here because this has opened up a whole bunch of different questions. But would you agree with me that I think we're going to see some sort of incident or incidents here in the United States along the line, a la Paris or Mumbai or Westgate Mall or whatever?
Unfortunately, I'm quite confident of that. There's nothing for us to think other than the fact that at times we like to have our heads in the sand that it won't happen here. The way our current state of borders are, I don't know how we could rationally expect that we kept jihadists out of this country. I believe they're here, and I believe they're waiting to act. It's just the reality, the new reality of living in the 21st century. And who would ever thought a week ago we'd be having this conversation? I mean, it was always in the back of our head, but certainly it's not gone and it's not that far away. And, right. You know, what a great show we have so far. And you know, your prior caller, he asked a lot of good questions. And we talk about things. It's the new reality. Our mindset has to change. And when we started training teachers, we had a group of individuals that were told for years, you'll lose your job, you'll be fired, you can't do this, you run and hide. But then force-on-force training and this discussion that we're having right now changes mindset. And now when you're at the range shooting, you're not thinking about what could happen if you're attacked in a parking lot. Now you're in that theater. Now you're faced with three jihadists or Muslim, radical Muslims with AKs or ARs or whatever they are, taking hostages. Now you're that person, that concealed carry person or that gun owner and that gun person who possesses it has to act on behalf of society, on behalf of all of us. That's the new reality, and that's the change in mindset that we're going to have and that we have. Certainly, even as long as, you know, it's hard to believe when you start researching this, because, Bill, you and I talked about this, that we were going to address some of these issues. I found where the Interpol Secretary General Rondo Noble last year, he said, you know, after the mall shootings, he said, hey, we have two choices. We're either going to create secure perimeters around all these locations, which you and I know and your listeners are impossible, or we have to allow civilians to carry their own guns to protect themselves. He's
right.
The Interpol Secretary. You know, and we have the Second Amendment. We are in the best place to stop this. I promise you that it's going to be the American citizen that stops terrorism in America. It's not going to be anything else because we are the ones that are going to be there when it happens, whatever those situations are.
Yeah, I've been, I was talking training yesterday, and I mean, now we have, with Aurora, I was asking people, are you going to start training people how to shoot on a downward slope like in a theater? And now we have to think about shooting upward into a balcony and all these other things. And this is all part of the new normal that we have to face. And, I guess you guys are really the best ones to be with if that happens, because I, I'm very happy to be a card-carrying member. I'll put it that way. Simply because this is uncharted territory.
You know what it is for all of us, and I've thought about this, and I look at the plan, and I know the foundation. I'm the head of the foundation, and I know what the NRA insurance provides, and I know what we provide. You know, and the main issue is, will the civilian who stopped the terrorist attack be treated by prosecutors and police as a hero? Or as a criminal vigilante? The answer is hardly obvious to us anymore in America because of the jurisdictions and people's different thoughts. Now, maybe some of that will change a little bit. But because law enforcement tends to downplay acts of terror, certainly our president does, when it's committed by a lone wolf, the citizen who foils a terror attack might find the incident characterized very differently later on in court. Or a civilian who ignores instructions from the police because police are so trained that they're the only ones that have a gun. But if they act on behalf to save all of us, you know, certainly they could face criminal and civil liabilities. Now, can you imagine one of us, let's say you act, and there's collateral damage, but you save 13 lives, 300 lives, 3,000 lives. You can bet because of that one, two, or three incidences of collateral damage that there will be a civil lawsuit. I mean, this is America also. Maybe some of that will change. But I also promise you that Second Call Defense is going to be here to defend you, to defend America if need be.
In the case of a Syrian refugee who turned out to be an ISIS member, who would be actually civilly suing me, though?
Well,
is that a question to ask? Would that be the government doing it? I mean, could they level a federal charge? Or
I actually represented a police officer yesterday who was ticketed for going through an intersection without his siren on. His siren, for whatever reason, at that point in time wasn't on, but his lights were. For whatever reason, when he hit that intersection, the siren wasn't on. Well, there was an accident. Everybody stopped, but an undocumented, I don't even know what's politically correct anymore, illegal alien didn't stop, and there was an accident. So he was ticketed for not having a siren on. Illegal alien doesn't show up. He can't be found anywhere. So I don't know who the plaintiff's going to be. In that case in time, but I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, we had a question in the chat box. What if a citizen stops a terrorist in the gun-free zone? How are they going to be treated? With gun-free zones, it's important that everybody realize, and this is kind of probably the secret that a lot of people don't want you to realize, but when you violate a gun-free zone and a sign, so to speak, you have to knowingly do it. Short of saying, yes, I saw the sign, and yes, I ignored it, how are they going to prove knowingly anyhow? I always point that out to people, so just keep your mouth shut. But, you know, what does happen? What if we're in a foolish gun-free zone, which, by the way, in Ohio, House Bill 48 passed the House, which gets rid of a lot of gun-free zones in Ohio, but now it has to go to the Senate. But, you know, what if a citizen stops a terrorist in a gun-free zone? Are they going to be arrested and tried for that part or, you know, whatever the civil penalties are? Certainly the Second Call Defense Foundation in a situation like that, if it would ever come up, we're going to be there to protect you. And I say if, but it would break my heart if we went after somebody for something as simple as that when they actually, you know, are doing the right thing. And I've had a lot of discussions with you. Unfortunately, whether our government wants to admit it or not, we are in a war. And like you said earlier, we're truly not going to realize it until it happens at home. And it doesn't matter what happens even in Canada, in Mexico. Until this happens, a style attack happens in America, for a large number of Americans, then reality is going to get hit home. But until that happens, you know, we're not going to properly react. But it's the civilians that are going to die. We, as American citizens, we're the ones that are going to be attacked. And we have to expect that that's going to happen. And we have to get our arms around it. And like you said, it's mindset, and we have to change the mindset. And having this discussion right now is to change that mindset, because I guarantee you there's listeners out there who never thought about that, who never thought about, you know, I get frustrated, as do you, when we get all the keyboard commandos on Facebook superimposing the French flag over them. We got to do something, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want to scream, get armed, carry your gun, and do something about it. Get out from behind your keyboard and be an American, damn it.
You saw that post that I put up, huh? Okay, that's cool. Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back in just a second. We're coming up on the first break, secondcalldefense.org. Join us. Join me. We'll bang cards together. Coffee's on me when we do. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. It is the holster I wear every day. It is a piece of equipment I carry everywhere I go. And it's not just confined to holsters. They have all kinds of different things there. And that's one of the things I rarely touch on. I probably should, but check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is the CEO of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Additionally, NRA boardroom member, trainer of teachers, grassroots disruptor, and, you know, all around bad boy, bald guy, which, you know, I got to be honest, the real reason I went after second call defense is because of Sean's barber. It would have been okay to laugh at that, though. Sean. Have we still got Sean?
Should still be here. Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
All right. I must have had a brief disruption. They're after us. Hey, if I can add real quick.
Sure.
I found a survey done by Police One. They're a reputable police organization. They surveyed 15,000 police officers, you know, over a few months that they have access to. And more than 91% of the respondents, which I found, support the concealed carry of firearms. So
right.
What their talking heads say are different from what the rank and file say. And they all agree that they feel that casualties will be reduced or avoided, whether it's Newtown or Aurora, if an armed citizen was there. And more than 81% are in favor of arming teachers in school, which I thought was an amazing thing. But now when we talk about the new normal and our mindset, you know, law enforcement has to take a step back now whenever they're looking at a situation. And who is that guy with a gun? Is it a good guy with a gun? And really, law enforcement personnel really should be trained to cooperate and take advantage of the 11 million civilian concealed carry holders that we know of, and or the 100 to 140 million households with guns. We need to remember that they're there, that we're there. And really, in this battle, it has to be done. And I've been saying this for years, and I heard it from the sheriff in Colorado when I was out there. And he said, this badge doesn't represent me. This badge represents every gun owner that's behind me because they got my back. And we got to remember that.
The the Police One survey, is that the one that they did in 2013?
Yes.
That was the one where they overwhelmingly don't like assault weapon bans. They don't like high capacity bans. They don't think it means anything. Right. I sort of think it's because they are the ones that discover the victims of crime. What do you think?
They're the ones
that walk in and see the disarmed people. One thing I didn't look at, though, did they interview anybody from, say, New York or New Jersey that was in law enforcement and ask them the same thing?
You know what? I think it was probably part of their online surveys that they probably did. I don't know exactly how they did it. But, you know, even walking into places like that, you would think when you would see the body laying there and you would know that just to have a chance to fight would make all the difference in the world, that we as human beings are going to feel the same way about that. I hate to think that that their politics is such. That would change their rationale or their reasoning on that, but you know, this is, you know, when people say, well, how do I change my mindset? How do we train? Well, when we have discussions like this, I always tell people, when you have to train and when you're thinking about what happens, every time you practice a 911 call, for example, I mean, that's getting ready. How do you do it? You make a fake one. Well, how do you prepare for being attacked as you're getting into your car? Well, when you're getting in your car, you think about it. So when you're walking down the street, you think about being attacked, and you need to think about this. And it's not fantasy. It's part of the training. It's part of changing your mindset. When you, like I said, when you've been a teacher, and all you've been doing the first 15 years of your career is practicing hiding your children in a corner behind the cubbies, it's a drastic change to start thinking about fighting back now. And that's what we have to do. We have to think about the fight that's before us. We're not protected by any wall. We're not protected by any border. This is reality, and this is a fight that the Muslim extremists have been waging for thousands of years. This isn't anything new to them.
No, this is life. This is life as they know it. This is life as they know it. Now, is it? You know, one thing as you were describing that, I know that you've been helping with the FASTER program. Maybe there needs to be a second call defense pistol class where part of it after the shooting is, you know, after you've done the dogmatic institutionalized scan, you're pulling out the phone.
Correct. And you know what? What I thought of earlier, and I was driving back from a FASTER class one day, and I was thinking about that because they've kind of buried it behind things, and it was a long time ago, shortly after 9/11. Bin Laden put a DVD out there, and actually it's kind of a training video on how to attack the schools in America. And their plans are, and there still are, is to send 4 or 5 teams out, similar to what happened in Russia with Beslan, to attack our kids and our children at school. You know that'll shut down our economy, and it'll shut down everything. But I'm thinking, how do you prepare for that? Because that's a totally different ballgame also. But it's the same way. You have to have armed citizenry present to be able to try to save as much life as you can, because faster truly does save lives. And, again, it's our mindset. When these people realize that we're not a soft target, and resistance is going to come from everywhere, and when the pig blood is spilled everywhere for these people, maybe they'll stay away.
Well, one of the things I think about with self-defense with a gun, I think this is largely a... I think it's a martial art. Gunfighting is a martial art. And training needs to be something that we do just constantly. Because in the military, one of the things about the military, the whole military way of training, when people get out there and say, how do they become so specialized and so good at what they do? It's all done by repetition. It's all done by getting into a position where you're constantly training. We have, stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door, that kind of thing. It becomes a chant, even. And that kind of training, when push comes to shove, that's what everybody's remembering. And that's where we need to go now. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that would resist that, because the military way of training is not for everybody. It doesn't work with everybody. A lot of people resist that at all costs. So hopefully we won't... get to a point to where it becomes so in, just got to happen. Mm-hmm. And that would mean a lot of people were dead.
Right.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk about the second call defense approach as it would be and as it would work in an actual event. And we'll talk about that when we get back. SecondCallDefense.org, come and join me. I'm in the defender class. I get the full service. As soon as I get bailed out of jail, Sean and Tim Knight take me out to a very nice restaurant. That's all part of the defender service. That's not true, but you can find out at secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, these guys, the modularity that you have, if you're out there. And Black River K9, he's sitting here in the chat room. His wife is in law enforcement. She runs a drop league. And she has to carry two guns because when she's sitting in the vehicle, she can't get to her drop league rig. With the G-code set up, you can take that same gun in the same holster, pop it off of the RTI attachment, stick it on your chest right there on your carrier. Good to go. Same gun. You don't have to carry two. You can carry the one. Much better to carry the one. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Joining me, again, from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney from, Sean is an activist and a disruptor and a trainer and all these other things. Now, Sean, I want to give you a scenario, okay? I've thought about this. All right, I'm at the mall. No, I'm not at the mall. Let's say I'm in a trendy downtown shop, and it's one of those feel good. You know, they're the special snowflake on the block, the only one that has a gun free zone in it. My wife, gun free zone sign. My wife has to go in there. I've been carrying a gun everywhere I go. There's nowhere for me to park it. I go in with her because I do. And all of a sudden, the Parisian style attack, the Mumbai style attack, the Westgate Mall style attack opens up in front of me. One of the jihadis comes in, or whatever they may be, and I pop him in the gun-free zone, and then I get everybody to a place of safety. And then after all the shooting is done, do I need to call the police?
You should dial 911 and let them know that you were in fear for your life and there had been a shooting. And it sent an ambulance and police. And then you accomplished the purpose of the 911 call, which is to summon help.
Right.
At that point in time, call a second call defense. Or if you're not a member and you have an attorney 24 hours a day in your back pocket, wake them up.
Now, is the now one of the things I thought about was in that event, I would probably want to call you or the second call defense first and tell the shopkeeper what had happened, get him to call the cops and tell them what had happened. But there's a bit of a danger there because I'm not the one talking to the cops, isn't there?
Right, and that's what I try to tell people. I mean, obviously, and people have heard me say it either in live conversations or just one-on-one or presentations. I mean, a 911 call is a call I never want any client to make because it's the first contact with police, but unfortunately, it's the one that every one of my clients has to make. Because, again, if you've practiced a 911 call, and I want to clear something up also. I'm not telling anybody to make something up or to be uncooperative. We don't practice a 911 call because of that. We practice a 911 call because with the adrenaline, the norepinephrine, and everything that's going on, it's going to take might to properly make that 911 call and even be able to control yourself. So that's why we practice. And I would rather have my client make the call, tell them you're in fear for your life and serious bodily injury, and that there's been a shooting, rather than somebody else narrating what's going on, because especially secondhand and eyewitness testimony is from the start and at the end the most unreliable evidence that there is. And let's not start out with that unreliable evidence from the beginning. And so I always tell people, 911 call is yours to make, and then make it properly, and then get off. Because of everything else that you're going to be saying. And, you know, you think about this. And I don't know who the true heroes are going to be. Maybe it's going to have to be our governors. Maybe it's going to have to be the government. Because if you look at hypotheticals, and let's think that, we don't want to encourage civilian vigilantism. You know, we should discourage that, but we should strongly encourage us as American citizens to be vigilant, to report, to make phone calls, to see something and say something. But then we need to be prepared to deal with civilians who, in good faith, you know, don't understand everything completely, but they act and they get involved to save other human lives. They pass on information, but when they have to, they take things in their own hands. And they shouldn't be regarded by the civil courts or the criminal courts and the judges as the moral equivalent of the terrorists, so to speak. And I can see how in some situations that might happen. But we almost have to forego the automatic policy of you're with a gun and the civilians are injured and everybody but police should have the weapons and everybody but police should drop their weapons. Legally, even though there's a strong interest in discouraging vigilantism, prosecutors and politicians have to avoid the pitfall of grouping everybody together. The prosecutors, the federal and state laws, they need to handle things on a case-by-case basis, and they need to have the same discussion that you and I and all your listeners are having right now. Have the federal courts and judges and prosecutors discuss, hey, what happens if citizens have to take things in their own hands? How are we going to treat them differently? Because they need to start having that. You know, after the fact and after the judicial process has taken its course, you know, maybe it's going to be the executives at the state and federal level are going to have to pardon people, are going to have to start getting involved until these laws are changed, if that makes any sense to you. But they need to start talking about it also. Second call defense, make no mistake about it, we're going to be there to defend our clients zealously within the bounds of the law. And when we're looking at a de minimis violation of a gun-free zone, there may be insurance carriers out there that aren't going to cover the people because of that, but I can promise you, us with our foundation, We're not going to throw out the baby in the bathwater. This doesn't make any sense to do that. And most of these no gun signs in most states are civil in nature anyhow, so it really shouldn't affect things. And I always point out, when you're charged with violating a no gun sign on a door, they have to know your intent. You know, so how are they going to know what you think unless you say, I saw the sign, I knowingly violated it, and went into your store? That's the only reason they can have proof of your mindset. So they got to know your mindset.
Well, here in South Carolina, they do have the force of law behind them. The only problem with this is it has to be a certain sign. It has to be in the right place. It has to be the right measurement. And it has to be on every door. And like in certain shopping malls are notorious for this here. If, you know, there'll be the sign on the main entrances, but on the individual stores, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And then in that case, here in this state anyway, I think we get away with saying, well, you know, it's not legal.
Well, and a lot of these are going to be unenforceable. We had a strip mall go in 3 or 4 years ago up the road from where I live, up 75 north, and I went to it, and I get off the interstate, and I'm pulling into the driveway, and at the driveway, they had declared the parking lot a gun-free zone. So driving into the parking lot, no guns allowed. I'm thinking, what the hell am I supposed to do now? Because apparently I can't even disarm myself and lock my firearms in my car. And being an attorney, I'm thinking, well, this is clearly unenforceable. You know, and there's so many problems with the gun-free zones that they've created. I don't know what can stand up in their courts. But, you know, those are interesting questions. Obviously, the concealed carry holder in America, we are the good guys. And over and above everything else, we're the law-abiding citizens.
In these instances where somebody comes, let me see, we don't have enough time. I've only got 35 seconds. I'll ask you this when we get back.
Okay.
SecondCallDefense.org. I am a member from, what's the saying as far as the trigger to the trial? What is that?
From trigger, I'd like to say from trigger through trial. One phone call does it all.
Yep. That second call. That second call does it. And, then Sean and his team go to work. First thing they're going to do is get you out of jail. That's very, very important. You might not believe that, but believe me, it's very important to get bailed out, and that's part of the Second Call Defense suite of services they bring. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The contact series, if you're going to be serious about being prepared and rolling around and doing all the things that I'm doing, which does, you know, what I'm doing is what I feel I need to do, you may want to go and check out the Contact Series. Lethal elegance put together, Kydex colliding with tactical nylon, the tactical holster way. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. You're getting ready to go somewhere. Am I correct?
I have my oldest friend, our mother shared delivery rooms at the hospital in Corry, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
He was born a few minutes before me. I was born a few minutes after him on different days, and we were side by side in a nursery, so I've known him forever. He lives in Idaho now, and he came in. He had a death in the family, and his uncle died. And he had the opportunity to fly in and hunt with me for 3 or 4 days, rent a car and drive to Pennsylvania from Ohio, and then come on back. And he's hunting for his last morning, and he's got to go back to Idaho and go to work. But don't feel bad for him. He works for the Division of Wildlife, so essentially I always accuse him of hunting every day anyhow.
And getting paid to do it.
And getting paid to do it. And so he's up in one of my tree stands in Ohio, and I'm just hoping that he sees what he wants to take with his bow, and then I have alternate arrangements for him to get to the airport, because I have a feeling that I will be skinning and cutting for him. But that's another matter.
Well, you know.
And I wanted to say, Sean@secondcalldefense.org is my email address. If you guys out there can think of anything you want me to do podcast on, I do 5-minute, 10-minute podcasts when people say, when can I use deadly force? And so I do a legal one for 5 minutes. I try to keep it to 5 minutes. And when you can use lethal force in America, or what don't you want to do to your house after you use a firearm in self-defense? And so, you know, I do a podcast on that. So if anybody has any questions, it's hard for me to tell what you don't understand and what we need more training on. Please email me. I'll do podcasts on anything. And anything that I can help you guys out with, because there's so few people that talk about this, that talk about when can you use lethal force, that talk about how you're treated, that talk about how you make a 911 call. So please, anything that's been bugging you, don't let that in the back of your mind. Don't let that slow you down when the time ever comes. Ask me, and I'll be happy to answer it for you on a podcast. And then that way the rest of us can listen to it whenever we need to also. So That's all I wanted to say. I was thinking about that, Bill.
Very good. In the event, as a secondcalldefense.org member, I roll around and, you know, as it is, I'll be rolling around in a, you know, what I consider to be a civilized environment. And I'll come upon one of these special snowflake areas, like the parking lot you were just describing, which, mm-hmm. where it's a gun-free zone, where, and, the whole part about a gun-free zone that always amazes me is, what do they expect me to do if I'm carrying a gun? If I'm out, like in the downtown Greenville area, there's parking garages. So, it's very popular. It's very small. It's very popular. So everybody parks in a parking garage, and then you're out on foot walking around doing these things. And if while I'm out and about, all of a sudden I come upon a gun-free zone. So then I have to play a little mental jujitsu. What do I want to do here? What am I going to do here? In the event that, I mean, has anybody ever been civilly sued for a crime occurring in a gun-free zone and somebody dying in a gun-free zone and somebody saying, well, I had to leave my gun in the car because I wanted to go in there and my wife wanted to look at some leggings?
You know, I think you must have my office bug, because right when we were on that commercial break, Bill Marquette in the office walked in and we started talking, and we talked about gun-free zones again, and I made the comment to him, and as far as I know, unless someone can prove different, it still stands. We've had concealed carry now in the state of Ohio for going on 11 years.
Right.
And to my knowledge, and to friends of my knowledge who are also attorney, we're not aware of anybody who has ever been charged with violating a gun-free zone, let alone tried and convicted. So I can tell you that they may be out there, but nobody knows how to treat them. And for as much as we talk about them, anywhere in the state of Ohio, I haven't heard, I haven't found, I haven't came across any cases or any information to lead me to believe that anybody has ever been charged with violating a gun-free zone. Now, people have improperly, one case of someone improperly handling a firearm when they were inside of a bar. Now, that was something different, but as far as a gun-free zone, I don't know of anybody that's been charged with that for violating that.
Well, I don't. Here in South Carolina, the only thing I ever knew, there was a time when hospitals were not gun-free zones. And we had a guy improperly go into a hospital room, and while he's there with the this is pretty stupid. You're going to laugh at this. While the guy was while the guy was there visiting the person at the hospital room, he had four guns on him and a cleaning kit. So he proceeds to lay the four guns out and field strip them on the bed. And a nurse comes in the room and he's like, "Oh, hi. I was just cleaning my guns." And then the hospital becomes a gun-free zone. And I guess all hospitals now are gun-free zones. But, you know, now that makes in South Carolina a hospital is now a soft target.
Right. And we just passed, again, on House Bill 48, and that changes a lot of the gun-free zones. It eliminates an awful lot of them. We still have a ways to go. But now our colleges can opt out. It is the way the law is right now. Until the governor signs it, you can't. Schools don't have a choice. If you're a college or university, there are no guns. It's a gun-free zone. Period. Now, with this new legislation, you'll give the schools the opportunity to decide what they are, and let the people decide. And the people paying the tuition are going to decide if this is a gun-free zone or not. You know, so things change, and it changes because we call and we do things. This dialogue that we have, that you have every day, and that I'm lucky enough to have with you guys on Wednesday, that's what changes hearts and minds in America. If you look at how things are changing, and how can you be a gun-free zone advocate now when you're faced with everything that goes on, when you're faced with ISIS, when you're faced with Muslim terrorists walking in to your schools, to your government buildings, to whoever's shoe store that wants to declare it a gun-free zone? How can that possibly make sense? And I've said over and over again, statistically speaking, and all the facts, the uniform crime reports and everything shows without a doubt that gun-free zones don't work, and they never worked. And the gun laws and don't work, and they never worked. More guns equals less crime, and how are you going to protect yourself now in the 21st century in America? How are you going to accomplish that? With a sign?
Well, we don't. I don't know why we have gun-free zone signs when we don't have borders, basically, now. That seems pretty stupid to me. I don't know.
We can just invite them in as refugees and shut our eyes and hope we're not inviting the wrong person in. But why would they ever, as a terrorist, why would you ever lie to somebody and say that you were seeking asylum if you weren't, right?
Well, let me ask you a question just on that. And we only got like a minute left, so you're going to have to answer this quick. As a lawyer, as a board member of the NRA, why don't you think the other Islamic countries that are not in turmoil and not under the ISIS rule, why aren't they saying, come here, Syria?
Exactly. They don't want them. They know. And I listened to something on Patriot Radio last night. There are Muslims that are the good people in America that said, let us talk to these people. They're simple questions that you can answer, and you can identify that they can't lie, and you'll know exactly who these people are. But the government isn't coming to us, they're saying. They said, ask us. We know what they can say and what Allah says that they must say, so there's no way they can get around it. But again, we're not asking that question, and that's true. Why isn't everybody saying, pick me, we'll take our people? They don't want them because they know what they're inviting. And we are inviting our political correctness or our ignorance or whatever is the reason. I can't make excuses for things I truly don't understand. But, and so I guess I try not to. But why don't they want these people? And there's a good reason, you know. And obviously, this is some of the presidential candidates. So Don had a very good answer. You know, you make it free zone. You protect them over there and you keep them there. It's a lot cheaper and it's a lot more humane than to displace somebody from their country.
Yeah.
But again, we're inviting trouble. Why it's just you and I and our listeners that realize that is beyond my imagination. But you're absolutely right. Take a look at what's going on with their neighboring countries. They don't want them, and there's a reason why.
SecondCallDefense.org. Join us. Get that last piece in the toolkit. You're going to need it. You're going to want it. Sean, thanks very much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.